You could have heard this episode 48 hours early on our Patreon, patreon.com/indieheadspodcast. But join us for as low as $1 a month. You'll receive episodes early and gain access to our Discord server. All of our upcoming episodes will be up on our Patreon 48 hours before it hits our public podcast feeds. But if you're hearing this via our Patreon feed, we thank you so much for your support. We especially want to thank our Real Ones patrons, including Beck Etienne, George Mikowski, James Boss, Alday Kirk, Marcy Anime, Chance Holdup, Delaney Mothman, Josiah Duncan, Jenna, Matt Cameron, Grant the Back of My Dragula, Pablo Escobar's Hippos, Jackson Chris, Jeremy Bull, Last Man on Earth 01, Andrew Grieve, JP, Matthew Taylor, Breen Hare, Drew Wharton, I Like Books, Sarah Moore, Max Kepazinski, Mark Barry, Cal 50, Mommy I Went Poo Poo Again, Chris Wade, Midwest Maxwell, Kevin John, Jake Wald, Grant, Keep Autism Weird, Rob Marino, Max, Dylan, Zach, Gavin 490 Freak, and Maze Farms. To become a Real One, consider supporting us for $5 a month on Patreon and receive a bonus episode every month and get a shout out at the top of the pod. Anyways though, enjoy the episode.
Love this one.
Hello everybody and welcome back to a new episode of the Indie Heads Podcast. I'm your host, Maddie Monroe. Here with Gavin and Max of Gav Max Enterprises, and
right.
They're here to pitch me Hello. On their latest
oh.
their latest business inquiry.
I don't know if it's a pitch.
Gavin, you're the reason we're here today. We haven't discussed one of your playlists in a while. So what do you got for us?
There's a lot of folks we love. What's going on online nowadays? We love staying on trends and all of that. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna talk about. Nepo babies, but not in the normal unfun way. We're just going to talk about varying degrees of quality of specifically classic rock Nepo babies, because that is kind of come and gone as a thing you can be. The last one was, I don't know, I was going to say Rob Schneider's daughter, but Rob Schneider has nothing to do with classic rock, aside from the fact that...
What about Gracie Abrams?
Well, no, that's again, that, her dad's not a musician. I mean, really, okay. There is, I think, one of the last, like, classic rock guys is on this playlist. Mammoth W. They're still around, right?
Because
there's some pretty new stuff here. Like,
there's modern ones. Yeah.
Yeah, there's still some of the classic rock guys. Classic rock guys' kids that are on this playlist that are pretty recent.
Yeah, this is, like, the creme de la creme of classic rock guys, too, with one exception. With one exception where the hit of the Nepo Baby is... revered enough to be on par with its dad, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. A lot of these songs are bad.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Or yeah, at least some, uninteresting.
Yeah, there's some stinkers on here for sure. There's one in particular that I've said is one of the worst songs we've ever discussed on this podcast. There's just so much wrong with it. But let's get into it. Our first song is Lisa Marie Presley, Daughter of Elvis, with the song Shine featuring Pink.
I don't know if it's just a coincidence, but I feel like on a lot of episodes I'm on, you say one of the songs is one of your least favorite songs ever. Maybe I'm just bad at
I think it's just happened a couple times. There's just been some really bad songs we've discussed lately.
Yeah.
And also my short-term memory is just becoming worse and worse, you know? Mm-hmm. Just like going old, like just like the old folks home where it's like, oh, I remember 3 Days Grace, Pain? That's such a good song. When like 3 years ago, we're like, that song fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
This one is just, it's just kind of boring. You know, it's a very boring kind of like country-ish tune. Although with Pink being on, one of my favorite recent like TikTok trends is about Pink. Because at all of her shows, she has that fucking ridiculous like acrobat show that she does on top of it where she has that harness. And there's like an Irish guy who's like...
Guys, I really, as usual, hate to be a hater and I'm sorry to any Pink fans, but Pink... Get down. Stop. Why? I don't want to see another quadruple backflip. We've seen it. Look, we've all been to Zippo's Circus at Bella Park. You don't have a single song where you need to be doing all that. I don't want to see it anymore. I've had enough. Get down.
Pink, get down. Get down. And it's just like, yeah, get down. Like, why, like... It's like she did this like at an award show back in like 2008. People really liked it, and she just didn't stop doing it. Like,
Pink doesn't need to be doing all that. Maybe she does. I don't really.
Again, at this point, I really don't think she has any songs where she needs to be doing all that.
Not this one.
This one, yeah, definitely not this one. Oh my god.
Hologram Lisa Marie while Pink flies through the air. I mean, sounds like a pretty good show to me.
I was gonna say rest in peace Lisa Marie. Passed away this year.
Yeah, that's tragic. I thought this song was like all right at the very least.
It's not bad.
Like, it's probably like right in the middle of quality of songs here. I just like, I guess just being boring kind of gets you above some of the songs here that are actively kind of bad.
There are like 3 to 4 songs here that like I would say are like outlet mall type beat. And this is definitely one of them. You hear this on speakers like outside the outlet mall and it just doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Like I, cause you know, when I was a kid, there was like a, you know, I was a part of like a swim club, you know, there's a pool, you know, like I would definitely, this is definitely a song I'd be hearing on the speakers as I'm doing, one and a halfs off the diving board, you know, can openers and shit.
Were you getting popsicles afterwards?
I was getting pretzels actually. I'd go swimming. Then I get a Pepsi and a soft pretzel. I do the fucking,
Were you waiting 30 minutes after that?
What's up?
Yeah, bud.
That sounds like a meal you need to wait 30 minutes after.
Yeah. I mean, I again, no rules. No rules for me. I was a rebel. No rules for my digestive system. I had a high metabolism as a kid, you know? But, oh, God. That just reminds me. This song is so boring because we can talk about anything else. Do you guys remember the salt and ice cube trick? Where you would get like a salt packet, you'd like, you know, put it on like your hand.
Sounds like a sex trick.
And then you put an ice cube on like whatever like the salt pile on your hand, and it would like burn your skin. It would hurt a lot. Like it'd be like an endurance test like that I would do as a kid. You know, like I'd be grouped up at a table with some kids, and we would try to see how long we could last. Like and deal
with
the pain.
I just can't visualize that in my mind. I think you may have to do it to. Prove to me that it exists.
Let me try to
please don't actually do this.
There's
you'd have like your fist up like this, you know, like you have your fist up like that.
Sure,
you would get like one of those like salt packets. You pour the entire salt packet and hold it on, you know, with between like, you know, whatever little crevice you have here, and then you would get an ice cube.
I'm sorry, man, this song playing beneath you describing this is so fucking funny.
You do that, it would hurt. Yeah, but see, there's some kind of chemical reaction between the salt and the H2O that and the ice. It just hurts. It's like putting your tongue on a frozen pole. You know,
that just seems so silly. Why would kids do that?
Kids do kids do crazy shit. You know, like I grew up watching Jackass and Wild Boys and shit. You know, like come on, I wasn't going that crazy, but you know, I got you know inspired by watching Steve-O get his almost get his, you know, his jig bitten off by a snapping turtle or whatever.
Yeah, I've
her artist image here is super cool. They don't take images, they don't get headshots like this these days.
No, they don't do that no more.
Yeah, she's
it's so dramatic. Oh, I was talking about the artist's headshot.
Yeah, the one below it on the side.
Oh yeah, hang on, I can't. Yeah, because of the camera. Oh,
she's
serving. She's serving.
Yeah,
she's going for it. Is this like a popular song at all?
Or has a million streams.
Most of these are going to be the most popular song from the artist.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
With one exception, because we already talked about that song on a different episode.
I was just trying to gauge whether this is like a song that entered like the public consciousness at any point.
I doubt any of these did.
It's on a major label.
It was shipping at Target, and that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. She's giving like Avril Lavigne on this cover, but like respectable, you know,
it's kind of like an AI image.
She's got like the Chuck Taylors and, but you know, leather jacket, you know, just like hey, this is Avril Lavigne, you know, a couple years from now when she's, you know, becoming a mom and shit.
Good on her for, because there are going to be some that do this, like not putting on like a jumpsuit and being like I'm full ass Elvis's kid. You know.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. Is there photos of her in any Elvis get up? I feel like probably not, but
maybe for like a magazine shoot. Yeah. You know, like we interviewed Lisa Marie and asked her what she thought about fucking Blair Witch, you know, some
or
shit like
or
that.
Elvis by Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah.
I mean, that was her last public appearance at the Golden Globes, for Elvis, you know, when Austin Butler won
the
Golden
y'all,
Globe.
Y'all gone to visit the king in his final resting place?
No, I've not gone. I've not been to Graceland, but you've been to Graceland a couple times in the last year.
I went twice. I went like maybe a month after Lisa Marie died, and they had a saddeningly small little museum for her, which I think was assembled while she was still alive.
Yeah,
I'm assuming, because we were pretty fresh there after she died, and I couldn't imagine they were rummaging through the back rooms of Graceland or whatever, trying to find the perfect stage-worn attire.
Getting trapped in the back rooms of Graceland while a zombie Elvis chases after you.
Ooh, that's... I think Tubi needs to listen up.
Tubi, if you're listening, I got a great pitch. Zombie Elvis. Sorry, it's the whatever... What was the fucking Bruce Campbell movie where he played Elvis? Fucking...
Bubba Hotep.
Yeah, Bubba Hotep. That's going to be the sequel.
Yeah.
Danzig. Yeah, we gotta. Yeah,
yeah. Zombie Elvis came back, and he's not racist this time.
Woke zombie Elvis.
Woke. He comes back as a zombie to atone for all the bad things he did while he was alive.
Oh my god! Yeah, and again, it's like, yeah, sorry for the racism and the pedophilia and the misogyny and the drug addiction and all that stuff. You know,
he's the first zombie to speak perfect English.
Oh my god. Well, let's keep it rolling. And also, what's Pink doing on this? She sounds like she's a non-presence. Like, I have to assume the record label was like, we need a fucking, like, Pink is at her hottest, like, we need a fucking hit from Lisa Marie. We need a fucking hit. All right, get on that fucking song and do some harmonies, Pink.
Yeah, no, Pink was on it for like the record, like the grocery store, retail store play. They're like, we need that
precious grocery store market for Lisa Marie.
Yeah.
We need this in the ears of shoppers now. Get Pink on the line.
I need to hear this in the Rock and Roll Ralphs yesterday. Oh my god. Well, let's keep it going. Our next song is from Sean Ono Lennon. This is a double Nepo baby. Is the son of John Lennon and Yoko Ono. This is the song Parachute. Let's see. He looks like, on this album cover, he looks like Virgil Texas.
Oh, no.
He looks like Virgil, somewhere between Virgil Texas and Will Toledo.
Yeah,
somewhere in that mesh. This one's actually not bad. I mean, it sounds like John Lennon. Like... But it's a very mediocre John Lennon song. So it's like, okay.
Yeah,
fine.
This is what John Lennon would be doing had he not died.
Yeah.
And Kevin Parker would produce all of it, and it would, like, he'd go on, like, not Ellen, because Ellen's gone, but Drew Barrymore, you know, like that.
Although, who knows with Drew Barrymore now, even? That show might not come back.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about my new job, but we'll talk about that after the pod.
Gavin's entering his scab era right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for it. My new character, the ACAB scab, who is leftist AF but needs that money.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, are we gonna have a new Ellen? I like there, you know, you had the Oprah and the Lennon talk show giants.
Well, here's the thing. I just don't think that it exists anymore. You know, like, I just don't think.
What's Howie Mandel up to?
He's doing a podcast, I think. It's pretty popular.
Of course, Steve.
That's the thing, is that, like, all these talk show people, it's like, you know, you're not really getting new ones because they've been trying. They've been plucking, you know, people from, like, fucking YouTube and shit. And it's just like nothing's connecting, you know, like. They don't have the juice, you know.
It feels like all that news is kind of digestible in the instant, like, feed of, like, Twitter and stuff like that.
Exactly.
The news breaks, and then you just, like, consume it immediately through TMZ.com or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting for your nightly recap or your daily recipe or whatever. We have Bon Appetit killed daily talk shows.
Although I will say there is a talk show host that is on the rise as we speak. You know, he's getting some pretty big interviews. Of course, I'm talking about Adam Friedland from the Adam Friedland Show. You know, just had Chet Hanks on the show. You know, had some caused an international incident by having Matty Healy on his show.
It was a big deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I heard about it.
How did Oklahoma react to Maddie Healy going on the Adam Friedman show, Gavin?
I put my ear to the streets. I asked the guy I saw at the grocery store about a week ago who was wearing a Deadpool shirt and a Deadpool hat at the same time. What he thought about Maddie Healy going on the Adam Friedland show. And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, thank you.
You agree. He was better on Cumtown, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what he said.
The Deadpool Cumtown Venn diagram is quite close together, as we all know.
Yeah, and then he said he didn't really find Pixar sodas that funny. And then he went showed me a bunch of Sam Hyde memes on his phone.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, I don't think we're really turning into a tabloid right now.
I mean, I'm a little
ask
bit of a
Reddit post that says, what piece of media do you think is going to go away during your lifetime? And you comment on your own post and you write People Magazine and then write 100 frowny faces.
God,
that's the vibe I'm feeling right now listening to Sean Lennon.
I was thinking about Ask Reddit the other day. Because it would be like all those Ask Reddit threads, and be like, "What's the hardest diss track you've ever heard?" And it'd always be Ether, and I'd be like 11 years old listening to it on the bus. I'm like,
"Damn, they knew what they were talking about."
Yeah, NASA's going in. I understand maybe a fifth of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I wonder if the Ask Reddit threads are still the same as they were 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Probably, right?
I mean, we can take a look. I mean, we can take a look real quick and see what's going on. Ask Reddit.
Let's ask Reddit.
We're just becoming the fuck. We're just turning.
What's going on with Israel Palestine?
What's something people don't understand until they've been through it themselves?
Ask Reddit is like the step before you go to WikiHow.
Yeah, one step before WebMD.
Okay, let's see. The number one comment, not having enough money due to unforeseen circumstances. Now every poor person is poor because of their own decisions. Finances are like traffic. You can do everything right on the road and have your life completely flipped by some asshole driver. That reads like a Max Atala quote right there.
including the analogy at the end that really doesn't add anything to the story.
Yeah, hang on, Max. We're gonna get some new Max Atala quotes here. We're not gonna read any of these threads. We're just gonna ask you the question, and I want to see what you say. So,
okay. Yeah.
If there is one, which song gets you feeling horny?
This is like a rorschach test. Pass.
I would like to see the answers on that one if possible.
Yeah, actually let's see.
By NSFW couple.
CBAT.
Awesome. Which,
if you don't know what CBAT, if you don't know what CBAT is, hang on.
I think most people listening to this know.
TikTok.
It's this one. Oh my god. That's just I love when I type in CBAT. My top results are CBAT, the Home Depot beat, CBAT metal version, and Among Us Balls in Your I don't know what the rest of that is, and I don't feel like reading it. What is CBAT metal version?
I don't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Come on, man. We know what a metal version's gonna sound like.
I mean, yeah, but you know, wait, how are they gonna do the
Oh, okay. One of these.
Oh my. This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Why would you turn this? Oh my
Internet
God.
Hall of Fame ass music track to listen to in your own spare time.
It does feel like if I was in a Saw trap, like that would be the thing that was just playing when I wake up. Just endless metal cover videos on YouTube.
I mean, yeah.
Like hell for you is you chained to a pipe at a party, Saw style by the leg. And not only is that playing, you're in the room with people who like think that's funny, and they're showing you, well, they're in a line that goes in a loop. Yeah, they're showing you memes on their phone.
No, what's gonna happen?
They're coming up to you. They're coming while you're chained, and they're just doing this. You're just like, showing you your phone, just like right in front of your fucking face. All right, Closer by Nine Inch Nails. That's another one. I mean, haha. Genuine Pony. That's a. I mean, hey.
Magic
Wait,
Mike
no,
style.
Sort this by like controversial or new.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get the real answers.
Again, yeah. Someone
it's
described
people trying to be funny though.
This one, Off to the Races, Lana Del Rey. I saw the cutest stripper dance to it, and it was seared in my brain. Who calls a stripper cute? What are you, fucking Mormon or something? Jesus Christ. Let's see. Controversial. Wet Ass Pussy by Cardi B. Well, of course.
The most controversial.
Don't Blame Me, Taylor Swift. Grungy music is sexy to me. I'm not sure why.
Most Alice in Chains songs would do the trick.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Nah, that's bad.
Criminal, Fiona Apple. By Wing, Mike Krueger, 120 Shrine.
Electro swing version. Awesome.
Oh, no.
No, I just, yeah, I'm not out of curiosity.
Zio's Vivo seems awesome.
I'm like, Richard.
Oh, someone said Richard Cheese.
Richard Cheese mentioned. All right, let's
those
see.
Those guys still exist.
Okay. Max. Okay, this one I want to pick your brain on for real. A person from 1923 gets transported to the year 2023. What things will shock him/her/them the most?
Wow, that's a good question.
Let's narrow it down. Let's just say they get transported.
They're gonna get hit by a car.
Yeah. So let's just transport
they have
them.
10 minutes on Earth.
Like all of a sudden they're just sitting on your couch. Like they just get transported to your couch. What thing in your house is gonna like shock them the most?
After 5 minutes, my bong.
Again, that's just gonna. I think, yeah, that much weed. I mean, I think some of those THC levels are just gonna kill.
Yeah, I would rummage through their pockets and see if they have any cool goodies, and then sell them at my trinket store.
Have like a fucking like baseball card or whatever. Like, see if you can get it for like 60K or whatever.
Uh huh. I feel like I think they'd start. Well, they didn't have TVs. Maybe they believed the TVs. Maybe my dope ass computer setup.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah, I'd double. Take them out. I feel like, I don't know. I'd take them to the grocery store and show them how much a dozen eggs cost.
Inflation. That's what's going to scare them the most is inflation. Truly.
Yeah.
What's, oh God, let's see. Matt, Gavin, I'm going to just scroll through and if you see one that we can ask Max. Let's see. What do you... What's your go-to non-curse word that you use when you need to keep it clean but still vent your frustration or surprise?
Binky bonky. Nice.
Binky
that one's
bonky.
For the hardcore punk dads.
Yeah.
Is that a...
The dads that post about Gulch on Twitter.
Is binky bonky like a hardcore thing?
I don't know, but that's like the question they would ask, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep rocking with the Nepo babies real quick.
Good detour.
Yeah, good detour, guys. Let's keep it rolling. All right, this time we got the Wallflowers, Three Marlenas. Of course, Wallflowers being Jacob Dylan, son of Bob. And of course, we are not talking about the big Wallflowers hit, which is a great song. We're not talking about One Headlight. We're talking Three Marlenas, because we already talked about One Headlight on the 90s Rock Number Ones. This is good. I like this one. This is probably one of the better ones here.
Yeah, this is a pleasant song.
I'm going to like any song that just has like the little organ counter melodies and isn't like overbearing with it, I guess.
Yeah. What's a Marlena?
It's a flavor.
What's a Marlena? Yeah.
A woman's name? I don't know.
Is it, again, why again, is this man just exclusively fucking Marlenas? You know, what's going on?
I don't know.
Let's Google Marlena.
Maybe Marlena's refers to money.
I assumed it was gonna be like margaritas. Like, why is he not talking about margaritas? You know, but he's not Jimmy Buffett. You know, so he's got the market. Yeah. There's the Marlena restaurant. But I don't think
it's likely thing.
Ooh, likely thing.
Frankie Valli song.
There's a Frankie Valli song. Let's see. Wikipedia. Marlena. Swedish orienteer, Marlena Shaw, American singer. Let's see.
Nothing that seems like it would be the subject of this song.
Yeah, let me see if genius.com has anything to help me figure out what's here. Oh God.
Oh, look at that picture. It's Jacob.
Yeah, that's definitely Bob Dylan's kid, all right.
Yeah.
It's definitely a song by Rock Band peaked in 51. Wikipedia, nothing. Telling me nothing here. Let's see. By T-Bone Burnett. 1, 2, 3, Marlene's. All right. The feminine name Marlena is derivative of Marlene. Marlene, in turn, refers to Mary the Magdalene, one of the most misunderstood characters in the Bible. So I guess he's just fucking three prostitutes, I guess. He's just going through
the
prostitutes.
The most misinterpreted character in the Bible is the guys who idolize this character starter pack of Christianity, you know?
Uh-huh.
Is this motherfucker Holden Caulfield with like three more? Like, I just need someone I can trust, you know? Like, Holden Caulfield.
Patrick Bateman, Mary Magdalene, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
John
I
Kramer.
Feel like...
John Kramer, very misunderstood.
John Kramer, yeah.
Because everyone thinks he's a serial killer, but he's never killed anybody.
If, like, we just, like, treated the Bible as, like, a fiction book and just gave it no, like, religious relevance, just ascribed to it as, like, a Harry Potter kind of situation, except it's a one-off.
It would probably be all, I mean,
like,
I think...
what happens to Jesus in the second... Well, I guess Jesus dies really quickly, so yeah. You know what happens to him.
I mean, John Kramer died in Saw 3, so, yeah. I mean...
Again, just because I'm dead doesn't mean that my work is over, you know? That's Jesus.
And then right they there. Resurrected him 7 movies later in Saw 10, even though he was alive in, like, 4 movies in between those
and he
two.
Was, yeah, he was present... I watched Saw 7. I don't think he was in that one at all.
No, he's in. He's
he
in
had the backwards hat.
The backwards
oh,
cap.
Oh, right. That's my bad.
Is that the only time he's in the movie? Is the backwards cap?
I believe so. Someone can correct us, I'm sure.
I mean, I just watched it, so I'm trying to think if there's any other like flashbacks, but I think that's it, is when he shows up in the backwards cap, and that's it. Obviously, all the voiceover stuff. Which they have to give it like a big distortion filter because it's supposed to be fucking Hoffman doing the traps now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't get to it. I mean, we just did get into the weeds on Saw. Maybe we don't need to go down that path.
I mean, hey, if you want to hear us talk about Saw, the last podcast for Patreon supporters, an entire hour dedicated to Saw X. But you guys were not on the... Well, you guys... Were you... Wait, Max, were you on that episode?
I was not. No.
Okay,
no,
so you guys were on.
Is that a topster in the back of your room?
In the back of my room?
Yeah, is
you
that
pronounce a topster, Manny?
I didn't pronounce a topster.
Yeah.
That is a photo of my sister Maddie, and that is a sign that says...
You have a sister, Maddie?
I have two older sisters. Give love and you will... I can't read that. I literally cannot read that. What the fuck does that say?
Failed the eye test. Let's get some specs.
It's like
I see. It's like a.
It's
like
a real life captcha. It's like a real life captcha, and I failed. You know.
We're gonna give Maddie a Turing test live.
I'm legitimately trying to figure out what this says. I think give love and you will. That's an E. E-L-O, I don't know what that last one is, and you will, something about B-E-D, and you will E-love, be beloved?
E-love and you will old bed.
Hang on.
Be loved, probably.
Yeah, hold on. Hang on a second. I got a long ass fucking cord, so I can go.
This has been 30 minutes of riveting podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, something that on Maddie's wall that no one can
yeah,
see.
We're recording this later than we, so we, obviously episodes, we usually record them on like Thursdays or Fridays. It's a Sunday. So, and I just did my radio show. So I'm like pretty, you know, I'm a little pooped from that, you know, trying to keep up the energy.
I got allergy meds flowing through my veins like it's blood currently.
Trying to see. This is the first podcast to see if Gavin can fight the Benadryl for 2 hours. And
this is the Benadryl challenge. This episode is called the Benadryl challenge.
Benadryl challenge.
Maddie, have you watched any of the videos I've sent about the guy who just posts videos of himself doing like oxy in his car? It's so
Is it the guy that like goes and like does like just vapes throughout stores, or is that a different guy?
I don't know if he like legally gets the prescriptions. I hope he's not listening to this. I doubt he is, but I don't know if he like legally has prescriptions or he just goes into like Walgreens and steals like prescriptions, but he's always just posting about it.
I think at some point he just had to start stealing them, you know?
Yeah. He posted a video of himself and his friend drinking, like, just like sipping Benadryl, like a lot of Benadryl. and then like snorting lines of oxy. Twitter is a crazy place. Like, yeah. You can just see anything you want.
That's true. I mean, I feel like at that point, like if you're snorting oxy and drinking Benadryl, like you're just like, you're gonna die.
Nodding like crazy.
You're gonna die.
I don't know what nodding means. I don't think I want to. I mean, yeah. I have an idea. I don't know what I'm talking about, man.
Well, let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it rolling. We got CKY, Daniel Davies, and Per Weberg. Weberg.
Awesome.
Per Weberg. Who the fuck is Per Weberg? He's not the Nepo Baby, right?
No. Well, Dave Davies is son of one of the Kinks, Ray or Dave.
I think the bio. Yeah. Daniel Davies, Los Angeles guitarist, Kinks guitarist Dave Davies.
Dave Davies. Okay, there's two of them.
Although he's been one of like the main collaborators of John Carpenter, so he's been doing like a lot of soundtracks with him. He's on Anthology 2. He's did all the new Halloween movies. No Exorcist Believer though.
Nope.
Do you guys like this song?
It's not very good.
It's middle of the road.
Okay.
I don't like the vocals. Is it the usual CKY guy doing vocals, or is it this fucking pure...
I think Dave is singing, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So I know just enough about Jackass to know what CKY is, but I thought it was a show or a movie.
It's a band, and it's also like the series of tapes that Bam did, like Bam Ryan and all those guys did before they got on Jackass. Like, yeah. Most of the first season of Jackass is like those like first two or three like CKY videos. Like almost all the footage on like all of like Bam's footage is stuff from CKY.
From CKY, yeah.
Which stands for Can't Kill Yourself, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, literally they're it's called Can't Kill Yourself.
Yeah, this is a Nepo older brother situation as well, which, you know, I guess they got famous at the same time. They brought each other up or whatever, but not really. It was Bam.
Rising tides and all that.
A lot of these songs are just nothing to say about it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is some of, like video game title screen ass music, or maybe like the 20th song in the soundtrack, but just
They needed something to fill out Rock 102 in whatever fucking fake, not even Saints Row level video game, below that.
Yeah, this is such a, like, a... I mean, this is, like, less pleasant to me than, like, a Lisa Marie Presley song, just to my own personal preferences. This kind of song is just, like, annoying.
Yeah, why is CKY trying to do, like, orchestral metal or whatever the fuck? Like,
yeah, I don't get this.
Like, why are they trying to make, like it's...
Sometimes if you give a band... Like, or something.
If you give a band too much money, sometimes it's just... Sometimes you just gotta... Don't go too high on the advance, because you get shit like this and like Be Here Now by Oasis, you know, like just indulging their worst impulses of an artist.
Yeah, just like sometimes keeping it tight is a good thing.
Exactly.
Like sometimes you don't play, like you can make the space, but like if you don't use it well, like what are we doing here?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What is there to say? This very, very Daniel Davies, son of a Kink. He's been on Cyberpunk 2077, The Rise of Sins, fucking did the soundtrack for I, Frankenstein. Do you remember that fucking movie?
You know, no.
Sharknado 3? Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell cool. No. Hell no.
Thoughts
what
and
was
prayers.
I, Frankenstein about? Frankenstein.
It's just like a modern, I believe it's just like a modern interpretation of, Let me see. I, Frankenstein.
It's like the Batman in that image.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, it's Aaron Eckhart, Two-Face, I believe, plays. Wait.
5.1 on IMDb is terrible.
Yeah, not great. So his name in the movie, Frankenstein's creature, is not like Frankenstein's monster. It's Adam. Adam is the name of the fucking Frankenstein creature in the movie.
Oh, because of the Bibble.
Yeah, I guess so. Fucking hell. By Dr. Frankenstein. Bill Nye. Who's Dr. Frankenstein? Is Dr. Frankenstein woke? They're not even, he's not even fucking credited in this fucking thing. Who the fuck is he playing?
Yeah, I don't know.
God damn.
Maybe yeah, Adam's.
They were trying to save on cost, so they didn't make Frankenstein an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just CGI'd him in there. But
it'd be cool if Frankenstein was like a prestigious role.
I mean,
if Frankenstein was a big deal in your career.
I mean, it should be. Again, like if the Dark Universe took off like it should have, you know, I think we could have gotten there.
We were robbed of a Dark Universe.
In a just universe, we'd have an Oscar for best actor that was playing a monster.
Yeah.
Or creature.
I mean, the Joker, he's quite the monster himself, you know?
Yeah, no, maybe monsters walk among
like
us.
Like an actual, like, literal, like a lizard guy or something, you know? I'm trying to think if there's been, like, any, like, people who played, you know, like, monsters or creatures. Like, not human monsters, like...
Who played Elephant... Well, no, the Elephant Man was not a monster, famously.
Yeah, he was a...
He was famously a guy.
A man.
He used to have his name.
A man.
We watched that movie in our senior year lit class, and I was just playing Hearthstone in the back the whole time. And then he said, "I'm not an animal, I'm a human being." And I was like, that was kind of funny. And now I'm like, oh, I heard that movie's kind of good, and I was not taking it too seriously, but I'm not going to go back and watch it either.
Does not appreciate
it. Yeah, there are 10 Saw movies to watch.
Yeah.
And then
I've not. So I did the entire I rewatched all the movies this week except for Spiral, because I already saw that. I don't need to see Spiral again. I have no desire to watch that movie again. It's not a bad movie. It's just like I don't need to see Chris Rock doing all this stuff again. You know, I saw it in theaters. I'm okay. I gave my money. You know, I made Saw X happen by supporting.
There should have been a post credit scene where Hoffman jigs or slaps Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Anything should be possible in the Saw universe.
Yeah,
Chris Rock is somehow connected to it now 20 years earlier.
Yeah,
he was on vacation. Does Spiral take place in the city that all the Saw movies take place in, or is it like a different city?
I thought it was New York, but I don't know.
Or like Chicago or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, let's keep rolling. We got another track here. We got Fiction Plane, Two Sisters, and this is the band started by Joe Sumner, who is the son of Sting.
Yes.
Man, this song is horrible.
Yeah.
This isn't even the song I think Matty was talking about as one of his least favorite songs ever. This song is awful.
No, we'll get there. It's not very good. It's like it's Sting with no swag whatsoever, you know?
Yeah.
Like what if there was no swag?
You hear this at your city's 4th of July festival at 4 p.m. They're not playing anywhere close to the fireworks.
Yeah.
It's like the modern, like trying to appeal to a why you gotta be so rude audience that also knows who like Courtney Barnett is, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was long-winded, but this it's like such a...
She's like a very bad Two Princes.
An outdated type.
It's that kind of white boy swag, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to hit it with a little bit of groove, a little bit of...
Yeah, which mm-hmm. I'm, you know, I want to be careful with what I say, because we're literally currently working Joe Sumner at my job. But I showed you guys the single cover for his new single, Live Life. I recommend pull up Spotify, look up Joe Sumner, look up Live Life, and look at the most amazing single art you've seen in your entire life.
It's like good. I wouldn't call it bad.
He's doing
a good job. And it's an album image that would make me want to listen to the song, which is important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The album cover itself is a lot better. Like this is like a respectable album cover. But the single cover, not great, but
it's out.
Yeah, the album's out. Yeah, we're working the album right now. It's out.
Stage of a late Guitar Hero game type beat.
I feel like that's being too generous to this song.
Yeah. I'm talking like Warriors of Rock or something, you know, like Band of Skulls type music.
Maybe it's a bonus song.
Yeah,
like a post-game song you unlock or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is definitely on like a Flash version of Guitar Hero.
Yeah. This is Rock Band Free track. Yeah.
Yeah. This is Hollywise. Hollywise is better.
Yeah.
Blacktop Manhattan. What a folks, what a Trump talking about Super Crazy Guitar Man 2 or whatever it's called.
Folks, Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock Band love Guitar Hero 3. But in Dragon Force, the fire and the flames, my son Baron, he can hit that 100% on hard. I tried it. It's too much. Too hard for me. Too much. I'm more of an easy rider kind of guy. Fogat.
I remember trying to get into Dragon Force and like listening to them on Pandora. And I was like, I feel like that was like one of the first times I used my critical brain, because after a while I was like, man, this is terrible. Like, why am I listening to this?
Yeah. This one's boring. What else can you say? Let's just keep going.
I'm down.
Man, let's just barrel through this next one. All right, we got Mammoth WVH with "Don't Back Down." WVH being Wolfgang Van Halen, son of Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie.
R.I.P. Eddie, also a relatively recently deceased musician.
Like 3 years ago or so.
Yeah. Vaxxed.
Yeah,
is he one of those guys, or is that just the Van Halens in general?
No, I was just making a general joke. Cool.
He's on Twitter. He seems like a cool enough guy.
Yeah, he's very similar to his dad, and he's like, hey, just like I know you're here to listen to like sick riffs and stuff, you know, so that's what I'm gonna give you.
Mm-hmm.
His record label is called I Am the Sheriff LLC.
Sweet.
Very like stadium rock core, but it's not bad.
Yeah, these guys are pretty big in regards to, you know, as rock music can be.
Yeah,
that silent, I mean legitimate silent majority of like people in like the middle of the country who listen to Mammoth VH,
yeah,
and you know, like all these insane modern rock bands that are insanely popular, but no one in our circle talks about them.
Yeah,
you know, the only rock bands that make money.
Yeah, like again,
they open for Tenacious D and things of that nature.
Yeah, like again, just someone again, you know, consistently touring, you know, pretty decent sized venues, and you know, playing, you know, mid-level on the festivals, you know, like
mm-hmm.
all that, and doing great in the Italy chart, rock charts, apparently.
Way to go.
U.S.
Måneskin connection.
Mm-hmm.
Is Måneskin a rock band?
I mean, Måneskin, yeah. They're pretty big, you know. They're really one of the, like, they're one of the only, like, quote, like, barely a household name rock bands at this point, but even then, I think it'd be debatable, but.
Yeah.
They're a band that your mom maybe have heard of, you know.
They showed up to play. Yeah, they played Good Morning America one day, probably, you know?
Yeah,
this is fine. This is fine. Modern rock. This is what modern rock is, and it's not like an upsetting like cover of a song from 30 years ago that has like gruff man voice on it.
No. Again, just, you know, it's just good shredding, nice voice, you know, like is what it is, you know?
I think classic rock fans deserve to have new music, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Looks like I do love the album cover with the giant crab here, you know. It's the it's the fucking rest R.I.P. crabs, you know, that dance.
It looks a lot like a dinosaur until you see the eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the dinosaurs, aren't they like descended from like fish or something? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
What the hell are you talking about?
Because, like, legs were the first organisms developed in water, and they had to learn to walk on land first when the first little amoeba came on Earth. What a magical day that must have been.
Mm-hmm. But
I was there. I saw it, actually.
But weird. So here's the thing. The Nepo babies in music from the classic rock guys, there's not that many modern ones. These are the only, like, recent guys. This Mammoth WVH and this next one that's just gonna I'm just gonna let start playing Inhaler, which is a band that features the son of Bono. Should have gotten these guys the Sphere. Sphere, you know?
Yeah.
The damn Sphere, another current event.
I mean, the Sphere, I feel like... Someone that gets, like, compared to, like, other people on the spectrum, I don't get as, like, easily overstimulated as you know, other people I know that are on the spectrum. But I would die in the Sphere. It'd be too much for me.
What about it would be too much for you? It's just so overloaded, senses.
Yeah, just way overwhelming the senses. Just screens everywhere, you know. I love my screens. I love to open my phone and look at a screen. I love to look at the screen I'm looking at right now. My job is screens.
Diet Coke.
I'm not like, I mean, you know me, man. I'm a Pepsi Phantom.
Right. That was kind of insulting. I'm sorry.
I don't mind Coke, but you know me. Although I will say, like, the way I would rank, obviously Pepsi number one. I'm gonna go to a Pepsi any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Pepsi Zero Sugar. Diet Pepsi's bad, but Zero Sugar Pepsi's pretty good.
Pepsi's not very good. Pepsi Max.
Pepsi Max is Pepsi Zero now. They changed the branding to it. And then Diet Coke is good. I like Diet Coke. I like I said, if I'm at a fucking movie theater and they have the freestyle Coke machines, I'll get a Coca Cola. Although every now and then I have to be careful because Coke makes my tummy hurt. Gives me a stomach ache because there's
it
all that
comes
sugar.
For us all. Yeah, not like the balanced flavors of Pepsi.
Look, it's me and it's Felix from Choppa. We believe in the healing powers of soda, okay? And when a Pepsi hits the right moment, it's a very healing. It's very healing. The citrusy flavors just really hit you in the right moment.
I've been saying it for a little bit. I think soda's making a comeback. I think soda's in a bad spot for a few years.
Yeah.
But I think soda drinkers are rising up. We're taking back our rightful place on the throne of society.
Because goddamn big health tried to make sodas such a bad thing. Fucking supersize me and all these fucking things.
Another episode where I have to bring up Michelle Obama.
Fucking Michelle Obama, again, took away the delicious sodas from the children. And deregulation deregulation is very bad, except for sodas. The sodas are coming back into schools. People can get sodas whenever they want. But also, I think it's also just because sodas are just becoming like, because coffee's getting crazy. You got all these cold brew beverages and, Celsius and all these energy drinks. Sodas are a better alternative to that because it's like, well, hey, it's a lot less caffeine. And it's healthier for your heart to drink a soda versus a fucking Bang energy drink or a Celsius, you know? Like, I was a Celsius drinker. I still am to an extent, but I've had to cut way back now that I moved back to Illinois just because my circadian rhythm just gets completely thrown off because the time zone change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This song is so boring that we've been talking about sodas.
Listening to Maddie give that whole speech during the song, I felt like I just transported to like a booth at Applebee's where Maddie is talking to me about that. And just music I have no control over is like just playing.
Yeah,
that was like I believe in like time hopping and all that now because I was in Applebee's.
Yeah, I've been talking sodas. What's your guys? What's your go-to soda?
Coke Zero.
Okay.
Mug root beer.
Whoa.
Ooh, you're a
I'm
mug
a
boy.
Root beer Dr. Pepper guy over Coke or Pepsi.
I used to mess up some Dr. Peppers.
Would you fuck it? Would you fuck the Dr. Pepper from Pixar's sodas, Gavin?
Think about
it. Of course.
What about?
Do we need to do the mascot like a respectable thing? Lady. I was gonna say, independent of what you brought up earlier about us not or you being an Applebee's. I feel like probably about five of these songs so far we've spent talking about the song for maybe a minute and then immediately gotten sidetracked to things about as far away from music as possible.
ASMR, you're sitting in a Applebee's booth with the members of the Indie Heads podcast.
What this episode is. Yeah.
This song is called Nepo Baby Birthday Bash. And if we would like to imagine ourselves in a Red Robin,
yes.
Because I feel like Lisa Marie Presley low-key runs the Red Robin birthday choir like the Navy.
Oh yeah, she's got the Maddie. Can we go to YouTube and look up Red Robin birthday song?
Yeah.
See if there are any good videos.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I've ever, I don't know what this is. Obviously, I know Red Robin. Yum.
Or just when Red Robin, you know, they come sing you your birthday when you go there on your birthday, because you have gone there on your birthday, right?
I've never gone to Red Robin on my birthday because there was the closest Red Robin to me was super far. Applebee's is way closer. Let's go with the one that's from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is the worst, the audio quality here. Jesus Christ.
Getting a pop filter on the Robin employees.
Ooh.
A little tempo shift.
Every waitress here wants to kill themselves, I think.
Yeah.
would you want to be sung to?
At a Red Robin on my birthday? No.
This is how we do it. Click on this one. This one looks fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
This is from 2007.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, that guy looks like he's... He's like the shift manager.
Yeah. He definitely runs that Red Robin like he's Jeremy Allen White in The Bear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, the way his...
What are the lyrics?
Oh, someone transcribed them.
Yeah, it's on the internet. This is in the form of the Flintstones theme. Okay. All right, there we go. Wow. Happy birthday, Red Robin.
Paste that into our Discord chat.
Yeah,
can you please do that real quick?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm not sure if it's anyone's birthday.
It really feels like that's kind of a serious drawback to working at Red Robin.
Is he gonna do the fucking birthday song for some dumbass kid?
If you're comparing it to like most other restaurants that you just don't have to sing to kids for your birthday, like I enjoy spending time with kids, but not in the capacity of singing to them at a restaurant.
It is just straight up happy birthday to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too or whatever. Like that's a quick and easy one. That was the whole last Flintstones theme song.
What if you could do that to retail employees? Like you're just working at the mall.
Just it's like, to the cashier.
Hey, it's my birthday. Are you gonna sing for me?
Whispering to the Starbucks worker that's inside the fucking oh, I forgot what it's called. Barnes and Noble. It's my birthday. Can you please sing me a song?
Showing your ID to the Starbucks barista with your like with your thumb under the birthday. They have to look at it.
Oh,
were you tapping it with a stylus that you also have for the screen to hit no tip?
That's the percussion. The fucking
yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, we're gonna this next song. Oh my god, this is one of the worst ones. This is the one I was talking about.
Yeah,
is,
we can quiet down for this one. This is
Bonham, the son of
John Bonham of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, the song is called "Wait for You." Now you hear it so far. I'm gonna turn it up a little bit. You're already like, okay, this sounds kind of weird. Like it sounds like. It sounds like this is playing in like the bathroom of a mall, like very reverb heavy already, you know. But it's like, okay, maybe it's just a weird stylistic choice. these vocals come in, and it's just like this is the reverb here is crazy, you know. Like you just have to slow this down to like 200%, and you have the fucking music for Dread, you know, like how they. Slow down that Justin Bieber song by like 100%. You just gotta slow this one down from like 200%. It's gonna cost you way less money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of an upsetting song.
Yeah. The production is crazy. This is
this part especially. This is just like some of the worst recorded music I've heard in a while.
Yeah, it sounds like it's somewhere between like the hair metal of the era and like Alice in Chains. It's in this like fucking nowhere zone where it's neither. It's horrible. This is just it's also like 5 minutes long. It's just brutal, you know.
Yeah, it's like if that first Faith No More album had no interest in like funk or tempo or anything. Like if it was trying to be like waiting room jazz record.
Yeah, that's the better comparison. It's like, it's just, what if Faith No More like just fucking sucked?
Didn't try anything.
No swag, no swag. What's
what? Like, it makes me uncomfortable to listen to a little bit. I'm just like, I don't know, man. I'm just so ready for it to be over.
Like an 80s direct to VHS barbarian movie, the scene where the barbarian lifts up like logs to work out. This is playing in the background. It's just, it's nothing.
Yeah. Ugh, just, I hate the vocals here. It's awful.
Yeah, me
God
too.
God damn. It's the reverb, yeah,
the way it like does a little, it feels very like 80s sci-fi movie kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
the bongos.
I'm trying to see if there's anything. And he's fucking boring too. There's nothing like interesting besides, oh yeah, he's got his own band. He also, you know, has been a part of Led Zeppelin reunions, you know.
Yeah. Just what's straight up a name because of his dad. Like,
yeah.
Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
What did John Bonham get up to after Led Zeppelin? Was he doing
drugs?
The grave.
The grave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Bonham, he died in 1980, you know.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, yeah, he looks like he was doing drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, he certainly was.
Lots of them.
Yep.
I mean, he's only supposed to be, let's see, he was born in 1948. So he would have only been, let's see, 48. So he would have been 25 in this photo. That does not look like a 25-year-old man.
Yeah.
That looks like a 35-year-old at the very least. You know?
Guy it's kind of the hair and the stash. He looks very full form.
Yeah. There's his grave. Everyone just leaving drumsticks there. They got their
drummer on a budget.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what he would want, no? Keep the rocking alive.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's what he sounded like. I don't think it probably wasn't.
I mean, he's British. He's British, so he's like, yeah.
Yeah, he is British.
Yeah, I play the drums.
Yeah.
I play the drums.
Let's see. Pulmonary, the inquest. Okay. What the fuck? He can do 40 shots of fucking vodka? What the fuck?
Pause the song.
In 24 hours, 40 shots of vodka in 24 hours. That's, yeah, no. Like, you're.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Yep.
That's alcohol. Goddamn. Well, yeah, I don't want to hear any more of this song. It's awful. Awful, awful, awful. This fucking awful album cover.
The guy with his head cut off. Why are the legs up? That's crazy.
Looks like just, again, the worst sitcom of 1989, you know, like, then not, again, we're not in the 90s yet, but the 90s are going to, they're going to come in real hard and tough and really do a number on these fucking guys. God damn. Let's keep it going. We got another, this is another double Nepo baby here. Deadzy with the Key to Gramercy Park. This is the goth son of Cher and Greg Allman, I believe.
Yep.
And this is the best song. I think this is in the top three for the playlist, I would say. This is just like a kick-ass new metal song, you know?
I wish Grant was here to talk about this. This is...
Yeah.
This was his find for this playlist.
If we can get him to a transmission, maybe.
Yeah. I doubt he'll get one anytime.
I really do not like this song either.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe that's like just my general music taste, but yeah, no, this song...
I mean, I'm like really good friends with the guy that runs... I'm really good friends with the Holiday Kirk, so I gotta, you know, if I talk new metal, I gotta... be on careful ground, you know.
Uh-huh.
Don't want to get cut off from the burgeoning new metal revival, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I just like, I sometimes feel like new metal is something I might like, and then I really don't like some songs, and then people are like, those are new metal songs, and it's like, you know.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, Max, you're definitely not. Yeah, you're. I just don't. You can give you. I think I can just. You can give it up. You know, like
I gave it a shot.
I'm cursed with like liking nu metal because I watched too much wrestling as a kid, you know.
Yeah,
like I'm always gonna have a nostalgia for it.
Yeah.
Really just like a soft spot for it, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, especially because like cool. This one's cool. I actually like the song. It's a cool like little song. Don't know what Gramercy Park is, but he's got the key, and I wanna come with.
Gramercy Park is a park. Like, I'd guess.
Yeah. So, let's see.
It's in New York.
Where is it? Yep.
Oh.
Any song that has the moaning instead of the word fuck is an inspired choice.
This is the edited version. You put the edited version on here.
Oh, so wow. Yep. And that's their most played track on Spotify then, because that's pretty much what I did for all these guys.
Yeah. Let's see. Gramercy Park. I mean, do you really need a key? Is there fences or something that we're not seeing, you know? Doesn't seem like it's this crazy of a place to party. It just looks like a normal-ass park, you know?
I wonder if it's by Dimes Square.
Ooh. Oh, man. Come on, man.
New York City.
Come on. I thought that was going... like an agreed silence.
There's like some I was looking at like upcoming concerts in St. Louis, and I saw like Frost Children are opening for like some new metal band that's like reuniting from like the 90s. I don't even remember who it is, but it seems like the Dime Square people are trying to also tap into the new metal revival. And I gotta say, get out. Stop that.
It's okay. They're gonna find their new thing in a bit. It's almost over. Cher, thank you for raising your child. You did
good. Thank you for raising a goth son to make the key to Gramercy Park. But all right, we're this next one. We're in true Heater territory here. This is so we have an episode coming up probably in December, maybe January, White Boy Heaters as a response to the White Girl Heaters. If we were not already discussing it on this episode, and that is She's So High by Tal Bachman, the son of Randy Bachman of Guess Who / BTO. But I did not realize until this episode that he was a Nepo
baby. There's a Guess Who?
Yeah, and an American Woman. Who? Yeah, there's two Who bands from that era.
Yeah.
American Woman! This changes everything.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz famously covered American Woman, and you probably hear that in commercials and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to listen to it after the episode.
Name
of
poster?
What's that? Oh, name of post. Yeah, okay. Name I understand now. Yeah, I did. This was a shot. This was a successful Nepo baby. This is what's his name? The one that nobody cares about. I guess there's a couple of those now.
Yeah.
That nobody cares that they're Nepo babies anymore.
Yeah. Was it a she that you're talking about that was like a Nepo baby?
Yeah. I don't remember her name though. I'm not good with actors and actresses.
I feel like the common thing is like if you're good. No one really cares.
No one cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why we all love Tal Bachman and his career is still on top.
Lovely listeners, you know.
That's true. This song.
Literally, again, the Spotify numbers here are fucking abysmal. Like, She's So High, which has 284 million streams, and the highest one after that is only 838,000. And he also only has one album. I didn't realize.
Yep.
Is he?
I bet he's still getting paid though.
Yeah. Is he in another band or is it just this? Is he like a member of Deep Blue something? No.
No way. These are just other one-hit wonders from the same era.
Yeah. Yeah. Only what one album. I assume it's like he's got to have more albums than that. They're just like aren't on streaming.
Yeah, probably.
He was on Burger modern Records. Photos of him. Okay, yeah. Second album, Staring Down the Sun, came out like 5 years later. Yeah. Which is how one-hit wonders are. Like, they put out a record, come like they have one or two big hits off of it, label fluctuations, and so that whenever they actually put out the next record, nobody cares. It's over.
They're a necessary part to our ecosystem.
Yeah. Again, this is the time where, again, these white boys were cooking, you know, like they just fucking any of them, you know, like, hey, you had just one song we really like. Boom. We'll try our best to see what we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get the keys to the universe if you make one white boy heater.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just get played on the radio for the rest of your life, and you just get royalties off that, you know?
Yeah. Look at Train. Train is...
I was going to say Daniel Powder type beat.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel Powder, fucking Train thing. Honestly, I don't want to spoil White Boy Heaters, you know?
Yeah,
but...
The Calling, but yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, The Calling. That's another Nepo Baby. You could have put that on the playlist.
That is, well, that's a movie Nepo. I think we might.
You want to try to keep it to like music Nepo Babies.
Yeah, I was thinking just classic rock because there's so many other different genres of Nepo Babies we could dive into if we really feel like it.
Yeah, talking about Gracie Abrams and shit.
Young Jimmy Nepo Baby.
Well, that's a music. He's related to a music guy. You could have maybe gotten away with it. Although, again, Young Jimmy is one of those things where, like, even though we haven't worked Young Jimmy in, like, 2 years, it's still, like, I gotta be
really... still don't wanna, yeah.
I wanna be very
careful. We're fans. We can't wait for the Sweet Maria video.
Yeah. Is that out already? I feel like it's gotta be out.
Yeah, it came out, right? Yeah, can we...
Let's watch... Yeah.
Live reaction.
Yeah. Sweet Maria, or Young Jimmy, I should say. Young Jimmy is a guy that we worked at my job 2 years ago, and it is just some of the most hilarious, hilarious music we've ever heard in the entire podcast. Just has the teaser that came out 13 days ago. Is there even a release date on when it's going to come out? Young Jimmy.
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. He's got the Dare in his band.
Is this a new mix?
Well, it's from the Deluxe Edition.
When's the video coming out, Jimmy?
Yeah, when's the video, man? Come on.
Is that at the end of the video?
But yeah, let's pull up. Did he delete a lot of his stuff? I feel like there's...
No, just do the movies. That's...
Is the movie? Yeah, okay. We're going to... Jimmy the movie.
You may have to skip forward a little bit. There's a lot of build up on this
one. I'm not sure if I've seen this one.
Oh, this one's good. You're going to like this.
Awesome.
Look, money or time went into this video.
By the way, it's stuck in 480p. This was clearly filmed in like HD, but Jimmy fucked up the encoding.
This was filmed in time. The location of this video is Times Square, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Young Jimmy's a part of Times Square.
Yeah.
He's just walking down just the street right now.
Starring YJ, Young Jimmy. I mean, Young Jimmy is just... What if the Little B Rock song was, like, a musician, you know?
Yes.
The vocal mixing is so bad. His vocals are so buried in the mix. The music sounds like Joyce Manor. Like, it sounds like a Joyce Manor ripoff band. Like, it sounds like something off the fucking Self-Titled.
This is insane.
Yeah,
maybe it's not that insane. Antisocial Social Club in 2021.
It looks like you replaced the woman from the
I was going to say the same thing. This is Kamala Harris's stepdaughter core.
Did you hear the soda noise when he said soda?
Wait, hang on.
Yeah, okay.
Bee bears. It's root beer.
So intrusive.
It's sugar, man. It's soda, man.
More than gum, me bears. I love this song so much.
But Sweet Maria, this is the one. This is the one. I gotta say.
Oh yeah, this is his hit.
I think we played. I feel like we've talked about it. I'm not sure if I've maybe on a bonus episode we played this, but I think it's time we. I think it's time we unveil the world who Young Jimmy is. He wants to be famous.
Yeah, this is awesome.
So I'm promoting him, you know? We love Young Jimmy.
I want to be famous, too. This is good. I want more music soon.
Feels like he has about one verse worth of rhyme ideas in this song.
Oh yeah.
Oh, but he does not.
Oh yeah, don't worry. There's some great rhymes coming up. Like I said, that's the thing is that like it's this one's a bit of a sleeper. It's again, you gotta wait for the second verse, and it kicks in what kind of song we're dealing with here.
Hell yeah.
All right.
That's right.
It's yeah. Upper level line.
He's so awesome. Tortilla.
Was that like that might be,
that's one of the most uninspired rhymes I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's so...
that entire line is bullshit. I mean, shout out to Elite, but come on, man.
Yeah, we don't... If you're having a party soon, please just put this on your playlist.
Yeah.
Let it rock. Let it
go. Go to your local bar with touch tunes and go find this one.
Yeah.
I would love to sing this song at karaoke.
Mm-hmm. It'd probably be really easy.
Perfect.
Yeah,
it's perfect. So good.
No notes.
He ran out of words. Let him know.
Let him know. She's a goddess like
Athena. You know, after like the that's like his most coherent rhyme in the last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really feels like he wrote this down in like sixth grade and just like
yeah,
his notebook.
Maybe eighth yeah. grade. Gonorrhea is an eighth grade word.
Like this is supposed to be a grown ass man, like. And this is what he came up with.
I want more.
But he does rock.
He does rock.
Don't get it twisted. I mean, he, one single second.
He's a hood rocker. That's his record label name is Hood Rock Records.
Oh, that's right.
You know, so it's rock from the hood.
His uncle is Melly Mel. If we didn't make that clear.
Yeah, yeah. So he is a nepo. He's a nepo
nephew.
Nepo nephew.
Yeah.
But,
which honestly does, I think that doesn't mean anything.
No.
What have you done for your nephew lately?
Yeah. It's like Rockwell, I guess, to an extent, you know?
Yeah.
He was just like the bastard child of Berry Gordy.
Yeah, but Berry Gordy has more clout than Melly Mel.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So young Jimmy has to work, and we support it.
Yeah. He's got money, though. I mean, he paid for radio campaign. I think he, like... There was literally a week on the college radio chart website, like 2 weeks where he had his fucking album plastered as like the ad on the login screen. So
nice.
So someone's funding him, Jimmy. Money.
Yeah.
But last song in the playlist, we got Wilson Phillips. Hold on. Of course, Wilson Phillips being the trio of Carney Wilson, Wendy Wilson, and China Phillips. Of course, Carney and Wendy being the daughters of Brian Wilson.
I really enjoyed this song.
And then China is John and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and Papas.
So yeah, kind of a double situation here too, but it's a group, so who cares? Yeah, this is a good song.
Yeah, this is again, white women don't cook like this anymore. We'll say that much, you know.
Yeah. TGI Fridays.
This is definitely like I'm fucking walking around Office Depot. This is blasting on the speakers mm-hmm. of Office Depot while I'm doing stock inventory or whatever.
Putting up the first sale signs. I would be pleased if I heard this song while I was working retail. There are much worse songs I could hear.
Yeah, like it made me hate. There's some songs that I really love from my time in retail, like Delamitri, Roll to Me. Love that song. That was always glad to hear that one. Fucking Heaven is a Place on Earth. I hated hearing that one. That was not the song I wanted to hear when I was working my minimum wage retail job.
True.
Because heaven is not a place on earth, because I'm in hell. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Will for Thrill is a big proponent of this song.
Yes.
I believe. So.
He's a Wilson Phillips head. For sure.
He's a Wilson Phillips head. Wilson Phillips isn't a name, it's the band.
Yes.
Yeah. Last name type thing.
Yeah.
See, I heard Wilson Phillips, and I was like, are they related to Philip Phillips of American Idol fame? And I looked it up, and I was like, oh, that makes a lot more sense.
I gotta say, his parents must have fucking hated him to name him Philip Phillips, you know? Like, you gotta hate your fucking kid if you're giving them, you know, the first name twice over, you know?
It definitely is a setup for failure kind of situation. Yeah.
But, I mean, he's still popular, you know? Still doing the music thing. Still selling shows, you know, doing all that stuff, you know. 800 million streams on Spotify, 1.2 billion streams on Pandora.
Phillips at the Walmart sound check.
Oh, nice. That's a good place. Hot rod type beat also for this.
The kids need a Simon Cowell to look up to these days.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a woke Simon Cowell these days?
Let me think.
I'm trying, but that's the thing. I guess the woke Simon Cowell would be like fucking John Legend,
Paul Abdul.
The woke John Legend the woke Simon Cowell is probably like John Legend on The Fucking Voice or whatever.
I was going to say Howard Stern. Is he still on America's Got Talent?
I don't think he's on AGT.
Oh, well, he has.
Howard Stern, he was on AGT. I'm not sure anymore.
He was at some point. I don't know if he still is.
You just had a Google search feature Zach Bagans. What was that about?
Oh, yeah. I saw something on Twitter that he's like dating Holly Michaels from like Playboy. someone posted on Twitter about Zach Bagans.
It was crazy that Howard Stern was on AGT thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's a guy that's been doing radio for the longest time. He knows, like, if there's anyone who knows talent, it's him. You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah, 2012 to 2015, Judge on America's Got Talent.
Oh, he left. Wow. What's he doing now? Just radio?
He's just doing a SiriusXM show, you know.
Wow.
69 years old.
Wow. All of these songs kind of have SiriusXM vibes to me. Ohno gives me like SiriusXM host.
Oh, yeah. This is, you know, he was coming out in the air when they just give anybody a fucking... Like, I think Tony Hawk still has a SiriusXM channel, you know, like...
Yeah.
Just give it to anybody these days. Well, there we go. That's the Nepo Baby birthday bash.
Simon Cowell's still on.
He's still... Yeah, you know, he's doing... I think he's on America's Got Talent, I want to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
just His birthday there. Was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Simon Cowell. I hope you and your fucked up faces are doing okay.
Oh man!
Yeah,
is Nick Cannon still in business with them?
I think Nick Cannon is still. I think he's still the host of America. No, I think it's Terry Crews now. I don't think Nick Cannon's on
Mask Singer. I think.
Yeah, he hosts Max Singer.
Take a step down.
Yeah. Lip Sync Battles.
Can we see who's on Mask Singer this season, real quick?
Yeah, let's see. The current season Mask Singer. We have panels now. So we have Robin Thicke, Jenny McCarthy, Wahlberg, of course, who is the wife of Donnie Wahlberg.
From Saw.
Ken Jeong, mm-hmm. Nicole Scherzinger, and Nick Cannon.
This is a crazy, just like evil selection of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do we got? Okay, we got Demi Lovato, Anthony Anderson.
A special guest.
Tom Sandoval. Michelle Williams? Wait.
These are special performances.
I thought it was like the actress. I was like, what the fuck is she
this
doing?
This is a kick though.
Joey Fatone and Bow Wow sung ABC by the Jackson 5.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Anthony Anderson, Tom Sandoval of fucking Vanderpump Rules.
Wow.
That's it so far.
Okay.
We might have to go to the previous
season.
Wow,
there might be a new episode tonight.
I'm tuning in.
Let's see. Season 9. Let's see. We have Bishop Briggs, who is the winner, which I do know Bishop Briggs because she got played on my college radio station. She sucked. I've never
heard of her.
Pentatonics. They were California role. David Archuleta made it pretty far. Olivia Culpo, Miss Rhode Island. Keenan Allen.
Oh.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Let's go.
La Bamba, Melissa Joan Hart, Alicia Witt. D. Snyder. He got booted out pretty relatively early.
Lele Pons.
Lele Pons. George Witt. What the fuck is George Witt doing on fucking Masked Singer? Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
Paul Walter Hauser. You're 74. Go to the retirement home. You're done. Go enjoy being a father, be a grandfather, whatever. Holly Robinson Pete, Alexa Bliss, professional wrestler. Lele Pons. Michael Bolton got kicked out really early. What the fuck? How did Michael Bolton?
Wow.
Dick Van Dyke.
He was going out like the wrestler trying to die on stage.
Can we watch Dick Van Dyke on The Masked Singer?
Let me see.
Yeah, can we, as the gnome? I want to know what he sings.
Gnome.
Why did you not look up Dick Van? You looked up gnome. Yeah.
Well, because we've watched a couple of these. And it just tells you the name of like whatever the animal is.
This is the reveal. I want to hear him sing.
Yeah, hang on.
Gosh, Maddie.
Fuck. Just give me a fucking second. The clues.
Oh man. What the fuck? Yeah, when you're
smiling. He's just not moving at all.
Well, he's like 90 something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I just love watching him move like a Chuck E. Cheese animatronic.
And he's also a gnome. Gnomes are supposed to stay still, you know?
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ. The fucking confetti coming down. He's just the least amount of passion I've ever heard in a singer.
He's a real ass crooner.
Yeah. God, I'd love to be in the middle of the pit in The Masked Singer.
We gotta get you to Los Angeles, Gavin, for a Masked Singer taping. I'll come back to LA for that.
Yeah, if it worked like The Price is Right, or you could just come on down and get in a costume.
We'll rip a fucking Delta 8 cart together and we'll go watch The Masked Singer.
Vomiting onto the stage.
Oh my god. Alright, well that'll do it. That'll do it for this episode. What do we got coming up? I think the next episode we're doing is Twilight New Moon. We're going on the soundtrack of that. Then we got a bonus episode. They're not gonna make it about. That's a bonus because I think we have to keep a careful distance from No Only Hearts. You know, we can't let them know about us too strongly. You know, so we got to keep it behind the paywall. And then we got a Halloween episode. We got a bunch of other great stuff coming up, and you know, later on in, I'm very excited for Taylor Swift for Boys. That one I've been very excited about.
Yeah. It's gonna be good.
But yeah, we got good. Again, we got the rest of the year planned out for episodes, so again, keep it tuned in. But yeah, hopefully you enjoyed listening to this, and we will see you all next time. Bye bye.
Bye everyone. You piss her off, you'll never get your own.